I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So it had the D20 in it.
Let me just double check something.
This is so tense.
I carefully washed Ellen's other hand in case she had another D20 in it.
I would.
Because that would absolutely be in the spirit of this game.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
There are still rules.
No, yeah,
there
no.
are still
or like
rules.
Like neither hand has yeah. one.
Yeah. The whole point of the master is breaking the rules.
Yes.
That's why you're allowed to take a second.
It just has like a miniature flint in it.
Yeah. Has our names in it.
It's our hopes and dreams.
Flint. Vince, you feel if your power was a warming fire within your throat, that the buzz of the whiskey, you feel it sputter out. However, you feel the booms of Allegra coughing. Blood pours out of her mouth. As she wheezes, she drops to her knees. The floor crumbles. She sinks layers into the earth. You all are knocked down. And a piece of the sky, a triangle of the die, falls like glass, down, tumbling through the air and pierces her in the back.
Oh. Oh.
Slowly, she begins to shrink. In the imprint of a kneeling titan, you see your friend pierced by a shard of the sky. I can't roll for this. This is the rules of the game. But Allegra looks out to you three.
I really enjoyed playing with you guys. And I am sorry. But I hope you can take something wondrous away from this. And again, I am really sorry. The dice weren't loaded. I planned for this to end a certain way. Oh, just one last thing.
And Kat, Vince, and Xavier, you are now in the same waiting room with Logan and Toby. In the middle of the room, there is a box, each with a place for a different die. The vote is yours, players.
Before we do anything rash, Olivia?
Yes.
Can you please call in your debt? What would you like me to do to pay for it?
Truthfully, you as paragons have come in. You've changed this world I live in. Now you leave. Selfishly, I would ask you to stay. That would kill you.
No, it wouldn't. Ask.
You don't want to stay.
Ask. Make the request.
Savior.
It's all right. I got this. But you have something better?
Can I talk to your god?
I am here.
Sure.
I am present. And seeing as the five of you have just altered my world, not just mine, a world I live in, we can be frank.
Okay. I would like to offer something in exchange for Xavier's debt.
What would you offer me?
A kingdom.
What does it mean to you? You don't think it's real?
It is. People there believe in it, and so it makes it real. You believe in it, and so it makes it real. And it's yours. You have other pieces of it. You'll have proper dominion over that land, and all the people will support you.
It's a good chip at the table.
That's fine. Call in the debt. Call it in. Do it. Come on.
Why?
True debt. Call it in.
If you don't want it, he has debt with another god I can give it to.
Sebastian.
It's a hot deal. I think he'll take it.
Look, Xavier, I will take this.
Taking the kingdom?
Yes.
Hand Xavier the ring.
I hand it to my wife or fiance.
She slips it on her ring finger.
When I see you again.
You won't see me. You'll see her.
True. But it was nice seeing you for a time.
My debt is more of a curse.
No. We're clear now. Debt's clear.
You got me. Oh, come on. All of us want to bend the rules a little bit. I hope you dream of me.
And she leaves the room.
Sebastian's, you might as well come out and call it in.
I've been here all the time, man.
Call it in.
You just can't see me.
Call it in. Come on. I'm chipping out. Crypto game is for losers anyway.
Rug pull.
I don't have those fucking diamond hands. I got soft baby hands. What do you think?
Hey, man. Fate's my game. And I think it's only fair that we let it choose what's in store for you, right?
Hey, you do what you gotta do.
Pick a card. Any card.
Call it in. Hurt me.
Do it.
For those playing at home, Sebastianst offered Xavier a deck of tarot, and Xavier has drawn the Five of Wands.
Wands, man.
Which means that all of your debts are automatically paid forever, and you live happily ever after. It's a weird card. Nobody really understood it.
So you'd take an injury from this. If he, just your standard debt pay would just hurt you a bit, right? Wouldn't kill you. You don't owe him that much, do you? Two? Oh, wow, it's going to hurt.
Competition is fierce and the obstacles are many.
Come on,
this is a
mate.
Card about fighting.
Call it in. Give me a task. Tell me what to do.
Well, I want you, truthfully.
Yeah, tell me what to do. Come on.
This world is ending because of you all. So really.
Tell me to stay. Come on. Give me anything. Give me anything. Tell me one of them to stay. Yeah? Whatever you want. Come on. Call it in. Call them to death.
Yeah, man. I want you to stay.
Great. I refuse. I take two wounds. Blood spurts from Xavier's mouth.
It's cost to everything, man.
True. But I'm smarter than you. Hey, wifey, heal me.
Wait.
I heal it all.
We had a healing potion. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's better.
I didn't get any
cast
debt either.
The spell.
Yep.
Healing from the God of Light. I heal plus for every 6 that I rolled, and I rolled 1, mm-hmm. I heal an extra point.
Right.
I healed 3 wounds.
And that is no, debt-free?
That is debt.
You didn't roll
free.
Any?
Didn't roll any.
Excellent. Hey. Oh, my perfect. God. Can I just say, I was hoping you'd pit the gods against each other.
Xavier pretty much did.
He's a ball in a china shop.
Sebastianst is pierced with light as Olivia, Lucius, pours her power into arrows. You are seeing a god kill another god. Oh, that feels so good.
My love, yes. You remember what you asked me a while ago about what I want?
Yes.
It's plain as day. I win. I always win. Because the bank always wins. If we have collateral, we win. I don't lose, ever. And when I get home, I will see her. Let's go home.
Go for it.
The vote is yours.
Vote to go home. I say aye. Yes.
Toby.
For you, Vince, I submit. What I want to what you want.
Thank you.
And you want to go home.
I do. Logan?
You want to go home? Let's go home.
Is that a yes?
Sure, dude.
Kat?
Gracie? It's time for me to go now.
Well, that sucks.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I guess. Jeez. Clean up all your messes.
I'm going to tell that knock-knock joke to everyone.
Yeah! I mean. It's a good one.
Yes, let's
all
go.
All right. Well, see ya.
Dice in the box, everyone. And after Toby and Logan put their dice in the box, I'm going to take the control that I have away from them so that my dice returns back into my hand. And then I'll place my dice in the box.
You've got my dice, Ellen.
I do. This whole happenstance was pretty unfortunate.
Oh, yes.
As is.
Exactly right.
I didn't really need to use it.
Mm.
With the set all together, you blink, and Hawk, Avendra, the great DW, Flint, and Adam are no more. You are sitting in Allegra's wine cellar, pencils and your die in front of you on the table. Allegra is there, her slumped form resting forever. At the head of the table, where you all played one last game. Let's sit in the moment for a second. As I slide one last tarot card into the middle of the table. There you go, you have the full set. You are all together again. The remnants of your party, half full glasses. And the 6 of you are reunited, in a sense. Who is the first to speak?
Vince is going to grab the bottle of Johnny Walker Blue and take a very long drink from it.
Logan will push his seat back, stand up from the table, lip pursed, have a long gaze at everyone else at the table, looks over at the slumped form of Allegra, and just turns away and without a word walks up the stairs, leaves.
Enjoy your victory. Winning's so important to you.
You're invited to the celebration.
Sure.
The wedding.
I'll see if I can make it.
Do try. But I wouldn't want to keep you from your constituents. You've got a lot of responsibility on your shoulders.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of work I have to do.
Absolutely. Can't all be fun and games.
Well, nice to catch up with you all. Old time's sake. Like I said, meetings in the morning, so... Thanks, Allegra. Good game. Toby stands, sort of still feeling kind of restless, so he sort of tidies the things in front of him for a second, puts his chair neatly behind and dons his jacket, picks up his bag, but he can't think of anything else to say. So he takes the stairs up out of the wine cellar and leaves.
Two down.
What should we do about Allegra? We can't just leave her here, can we?
You guys go. I'll call someone.
No. We, the three of us, made a decision, and the other two have left. We'll work together on this. She invited us round. She was dead.
Yep.
We saw a note on the door and had some drinks in the kitchenette, and then wandered down to the basement after our host was missing for a while, and here she was. Or we just leave, all three of us. We're not splitting the party anymore. Three of us made a decision. Don't martyr yourself. No one's worth that. I should know. So either the three of us are doing it, or we're not doing it at all. Okay. I think that's for the best, don't you?
I can't just walk up and leave.
Okay, then. When's the three of us together?
Okay, yeah.
We're staying.
Yep.
Irony of ironies. Sorry. Force of habit trying to make you laugh.
It's okay. Vince, thank you. I don't think we would have made it out.
No.
And Xavier, thank you. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry for anything, Kat. I'm sorry about what we went through. I'm sorry for my part in it. I'm sorry that what we had to do to the other two is what we had to do to live our lives.
Vince just kind of tilts his head over to Allegra. I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
And the room grows colder, as does she, as the three of you remaining figure out what to do in the moment, who to call. Eventually, flashing sirens, and your friend, colleague, acquaintance, antagonist,
captor,
instigator,
liberator.
Yep. She is carried away, and you are left in an empty house with half-packed boxes of two dead women.
Could there be love in these eyes that have rested on other things? Could there be more in the touch of a hand that so tender clings? Give into it.
Changes.
happiness is not in the place where desire lives.
For the first to leave, I ask Logan, how has this experience changed you?
For Logan, it's an experience where he finally feels that there is nothing for him where he is. Everything is a reminder. Everywhere he goes, everywhere he's been, like he's lived here his entire life. He has not moved. He's never left the city. And so now, for the first time ever, he needs to change because he felt for the first time just some sliver of change, of possibility, of something other than what he had up until that point allowed himself to have. He, over the next few weeks, for the next month, he sells off everything. He has all of his belongings, scurries together every last asset that he has into tangible funds, and almost like the roll of a die, he gets his passport, almost just picks a country at random and disappears.
In the first place that you begin your new leg of your life, as you're unpacking things, you find an extra box, and it has your uncle's tie in it.
He picks it up out of the box. He goes up to the full-length mirror in his new unit, and he slowly puts on the one collared shirt that he has that, again, is not ironed. It's not pressed, but it's his, and he fashions the tie around and tightens it up how his uncle showed him. It kind of takes like a long, hard look, takes a deep, deep breath, and realizes it's too dark in his room, so he goes over to the window and draws open the curtains to have a long look at the streets of Berlin.
It's a beautiful night. People are milling about, and as heavy as the memory of those you've left behind sits around your neck, your breath is lighter and freer, and it almost tastes like menthols. For the second to leave, Toby, how has this experience changed you?
Toby is not content to move through the proper channels anymore. And he starts looking to find people who will be more direct. He's careful because for the moment he has a position and a reputation. But before long, he is with a bunch of people in dark clothing and a balaclava sneaking into a port to sabotage a coal export ship.
As you are walking shoulder to shoulder with your comrades, the weather turns just in your favour and a mist rolls in, giving you enough cover in darkness to get away scot-free. Get in there, fuck shit up, and get out again.
Next day, a headline, ship sunk in harbour. Massive coal shipment, you know, delayed, whatever.
And you swear it's a blurry photograph.
Yeah.
But there's a figure in the mists that looks like the statue of St. Barbara. It can't be.
It's just the mist.
Just the mist.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Vince, how has this experience changed you?
I think Vince has quite a dark period in his life, starts going to very regular therapy and works very hard over probably the next, honestly, few years to start drinking less and moving on with his life. I think that he has a lot of survivor's guilt, a lot of dreams and nightmares about the horrible things that he did, and spends a long time trying to just find a way to keep going with his life.
The days are hard, but there are more days ahead of you. And you remember what it felt like to have no more days, the bottom of that cold pit of nothing. Maybe it doesn't scare you as much, but it's a touchstone to remember that you experienced that and that you're okay. Everything is going to be okay.
Yeah, I think after a few months, he'll start irregularly reaching out to Xavier and to Kat. Not to talk about it, just to see how they're doing.
You keep in touch and you still have a bottle of whiskey in the back of your cupboard. You don't necessarily drink it, but it smells like dragon's blood, apologies, and forgiveness. Xavier, how has this experience changed you?
Xavier's rise in his career, in his banking career, in his legal career, is tremendous. What once was a generally careful, considered, but respectable young man becomes a vicious and ruthless gentleman who sees every opportunity and ekes it out. His common phrase is that we cannot pour from nothing, and the bank takes and takes and takes. Every opportunity, every legal loophole is exploited. Compassion and consideration, he says, is for each other and not for others. In his personal life, all of the others are invited to the wedding of him and Olivia, and Vince is invited to be his best man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did we break Max? Oh.
Do they rock up?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Kat comes.
Absolutely not.
Logan does not.
Yeah. On the day of the wedding, or as the rings are being exchanged, Xavier gives his vow. Olivia, you are the love of my life. You are the light that shines through. You are my miracle. You, impossibly, are real. You, out of all the universes in the world, are real. Psalm 26, 5-6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all through the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I love you forever and ever. Amen.
As you kiss Olivia and make your sacred vow, the sun moves into position over the whole congregation, warming you, filling you with light. And as you turn out, look at the crowd now as a husband and wife. It's strange, but you notice an empty chair where there wasn't one before. Three empty chairs. Kat. How has this experience changed you?
Kat is determined to live and to stop pretending. She doesn't want to play pretend anymore. She goes through a very messy breakup. That is her one driver, is to just stop pretending and to actually live, because that is what they fought for. That is what Allegra died for. So that is her sort of burning drive. But every year on the anniversary of that day, she goes to Allegra's tombstone or memorial stone, whatever it is, that maybe she organized if no one else did. And she'll bring a bottle of wine and pour it out for her.
Those annual visits, there is a glass waiting for you. You don't know who placed it, but it's there. A toast. For old time's sake. Now, I find this question hard, as it is about myself. And I largely think it is answered by where the rest of my friends have ended up. So I might throw it to the table, if that's not too rude. For those who didn't make it home, how does Allegra's absence impact the real world? There is an unfinished book, an apartment in Berlin that is vacant, and diaries upon diaries of the mists of Dolaran. Detailed stories about each character, interspersed with real journal entries about Allegra's times and emotions that came from playing with her friends. There are empty seats some places, but largely her absence is felt more in the minds and hearts of those who she sat around a table with. I'm going to open this up to everyone else. If anyone feels like they have a specific idea of Allegra's absence in the world.
For Vince, he probably wouldn't come to like the first one, but would probably start joining Kat annually at Allegra's memorial, even if that's the only time that they really saw each other every year, and just have a drink as well, once he kind of felt well enough to go.
We'll say Kat never played another role-playing game again. Literally never.
Fair enough.
Yep.
I wonder if anyone, like, stuff ends up getting published, maybe.
Ooh.
That's why he's in Berlin.
Yeah.
Went to go get all the stuff together.
It's more unfortunate than that. Logan, once he finds himself in Berlin, he becomes obsessed with the idea of re-finding Di, of replicating what happened, of potentially bringing Allegra back. If she was left in Dai, she may still be in Dai. She may still be there, and it is a real place that wholly impacted him, and the choice was taken away from him, literally, as he was forced to make a decision that was not his. So he spends the entirety of his time retracing and recreating Allegra's steps.
And each step you take, you feel less Logan remains. You feel the ghost of Allegra being more real each step on your journey. Somewhere around a table, people will sit and play again. And the game of Dai will never truly stop being played. And that's when the party's over. Oh, guys.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Hey,
thank you, Ellen.
Oh, I'm
thank
really
you for not like killing us and playing the game.
The twist all along.
Yeah, the twist is as you leave this door, I'm going to stab you.
You die.
Yeah, some gas was supposed to release.
Yeah.
It fucked
really
up.
It's really fucked up. Yeah. Damn it.
I like the potential Narnia call.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.